Welcome back. As I mentioned, Thursday night might have been boring, but not yesterday. Week one was awesome, lots to get to, and joining us right now to break it down is an NFL Network analyst, an NFL on Fox analyst. You can follow him on Twitter at CFD22. Charles Davis is my guest. Charles, good morning. Great to have you. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jim. I trust you're doing the same, and I think you broke it down so nicely. Thursday night, everybody got all worried about, no one plays in the preseason. Oh, this is terrible. But we broke out in a big way on Sunday, that's for sure.
That's it. Charles Davis is joining us. All right, then. You were in Philadelphia, Charles, yesterday for Washington at Philadelphia. What kind of expectations did you have for both teams going into that game? And then what did you make of how that first half played out?
Look, this is the best way I can describe it, Jim. Washington going into the game, if you asked me about them, I would have described them in baseball terms. Good field, no hit, meaning – obviously, they can play defense very well. We weren't sure about the offense. Philadelphia, on the opposite side, the big question, of course, Carson Wentz taking over his team again, and no Nick Foles looming. Would he play to the level we saw 2 years ago when he should have been the league MVP? Well, when the first half ended, it was 20-7. At least we knew we were in Philadelphia, Jim, because they booed him off the field. I mean, the fans were in midseason form, booed him right off the field. Then the second half, we saw what Philadelphia wanted to do and got done in the offseason. They got some people around Carson Wentz to be more explosive, namely DeSean Jackson with two big touchdown catches.
We're talking to Charles Davis. I was going to ask you about that next. I mean, DeSean Jackson, not only is he back and still explosive, he's back and explosive at age 32 and running right by defenders. 8 receptions, 154 yards, 2 touchdowns. Charles, it looked like a flashback to 6 years ago. How do you explain that with this guy?
It's a great question, Jim, and he's one of the marvels of the league. And he actually said that when he was younger, he didn't worry about all the extra stuff he had to do, the stretching and all that. He said, cheetahs don't stretch. They just get up and run fast.
Right.
Now he's actually stretching a little bit, and guess what? The cheetah still runs fast. And what I liked about what I saw Sunday, Jim, is that he and Wentz have already established an excellent connection on the deep ball. Because going into the season, that was one of the concerns. Carson Wentz throwing the deep ball, it wasn't looking great, only like 41% on passes over 20 yards last year, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And remember, DeSean Jackson, Jameis Winston never really established that connection in Tampa, did they? It never looked right. He had a better connection with Ryan Fitzpatrick on the deep ball. Well, on Sunday, it showed all the off-field work came to fruition. OTAs, mini camps, throwing at Carson's house in Houston in the offseason. He and DeSean Jackson have it figured out in the early going.
It's paying immediate dividends. Charles Davis is joining us. So as good as that second half was for Philadelphia, how bad was it for Washington?
It was really bad because they couldn't do what they have to do, which is run the football. And Trent Williams is still out at left tackle. Donald Penn filled in for him and was playing fairly well. And then the second half had a couple of penalties, but it wasn't just him. The defensive front of Philadelphia, which struggled with that offensive line in the first half, they overwhelmed them in the second half. I mean, Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham, Derek Barnett came to play yesterday for Philadelphia. They stuffed them in the run game. And once that happened, that made it very difficult for Case Keenum and those young receivers because in the first half, Jim, he spread it around. Everyone got a touch. Everyone got a catch. Everyone got a taste. In the second half, they couldn't get that done. A couple of drops kicked in, and the young receivers really became young. And there was one deep ball that Keenum had. McLaurin, the rookie out of Ohio State, he actually overthrew him. Otherwise, that could have taken some pressure off.
We are talking to Charles Davis. All right, so that was Philadelphia, Washington. The big story yesterday was the fact that the Raiders released Antonio Brown. The Patriots signed him. First off, Charles, when it's all said and done, how badly did that go for the Raiders and Antonio Brown?
Horribly. Absolutely horribly. And, Jim, in some ways it's not a surprise because guys who act in a certain way, you may give them more money, you may change the scenery, but if you give them any kind of, leeway, they may very well just revert back to what you saw before. And let's face it, every guy goes to a new team, you always think, well, he won't do that with us, or we'll establish a new way with him. With Antonio Brown, it just started badly. You know, he's burning his feet in cryotherapy in France, and then he shows up at camp, and the helmet does. And he became the focal point instead of the Raiders trying to get a reboot. And I thought at one point they were just going to suspend him for a certain number of games. That didn't happen. And, of course, he ended up in New England. And I'll say this, Jim. That's the absolute right team, and for this reason. Everyone thinks, oh, well, everyone's rehabilitated New England. That's not always true. Didn't Albert Haynesworth go there for a while? Okay, so it doesn't always work. But what I'm saying is, if he doesn't toe the line and do it the New England way, Tom Brady will look at Bill Belichick, Bill Belichick will look at Tom Brady, and they'll cut him on the spot. If he goes anywhere else, you know what those teams are going to do? They're going to try and make it work. And that may very well drag down your locker room. Okay, I'm not crazy about him being out there, and he's got a great other opportunity with the way that he acted in Oakland, but that is the way the NFL works. But if he does well in New England, that means he's doing all the right things. But if you see him gone, Bill Belichick won't last 5 minutes if he doesn't do it the right way. So it's the absolute perfect team for him to go to.
We're talking to Charles Davis. I agree with everything you just said. So if you had to guess, how do you think that goes? Is he going to fit in? Will he accept that it's got to be team first? I mean, they will get rid of him if it doesn't work. Do you think it's going to work?
He will say all the right things. Tom Brady has already extended the olive branch and the hearty handshake of welcome. Right? Didn't they say last night on the telecast, Jim, that he's going to be staying at his house until he gets settled?
Yep.
I mean, all those things are there for him. But I just go by past predictive behavior. And what we've seen in the last few years from him does not tell me that he's going to make it 16 games. Now, he could easily fool me. But they also have Josh Gordon, who is one of the better players when he's able to stay on the field. But every time he comes back to the NFL, it lasts a certain amount of time, and then something else happens. Because Josh has a disease, and it's unfortunate. He has to fight through all of that. So we're looking at the odds of Josh Gordon, Antonio Brown, and Demaryius Thomas, the excellent veteran who doesn't have any of those issues. It's just that he's a little bit older. Will all three of them be able to contribute for 16 and give Tom Brady what he wants? I would say no at this point. And I'm more bullish on Demaryius Thomas than I am on the other two. I hate saying that about Josh Gordon because that sounds like I'm a hater. I'm just saying, Jim, how many times has he come back to the league? And whatever it is, you think it's a safe haven, doesn't necessarily turn out that way. He still needs extra help off the field. And I hope that he gets that, and I hope that it works. But I'm just saying, I'm not bullish on the idea of those three making it through 16.
Charles Davis joining us. All right, so you've played this game. You've covered this game. You've been around this game a long time, and you've seen pretty much everything there is to see. How do you explain the fact that Tom Brady is out there at 42, completing two-thirds of his passes for nearly 350 yards and three touches against a defense that people thought was really good?
You don't. There is no explanation. We just sit back and enjoy the heck out of it, Jim. You just marvel. You absolutely marvel. And if you don't marvel, then that's when the hater really comes in, right? I don't care if you're a New England fan or not. What he has done to put himself in this position, and he's almost Benjamin Button, isn't he? They showed those pictures last night of what he looked like as a rookie to what he looks like now. Does he look like he's losing years as opposed to gaining years? And my favorite picture was when they showed he and George Blanda side by side. And Blanda, you know, because they're the guys at, 43 have thrown the three or more touchdown passes. Blanda looked like he was 63 in the picture. And Tom looked like he was closer to 23 to 25. It was unbelievable. What he has done to put himself in that spot, not many of us would sacrifice the way Tom Brady has sacrificed in order for health, conditioning, how he works at the game, all those things. Because the more success you have, Jim, what do you usually do? You get more comfortable, and you start cutting corners. That guy's never cut any corners. It is absolutely one of the most unbelievable things we've seen in the NFL, and I'm just sitting back and just trying to appreciate him while we've still got him.
No, I agree. It's impossible not to be awed by this guy unless you're only here to hate. To see what he was doing last night at 42 against a really good defense, to me, was just absolutely awesome to see. Then finally, you and I have talked about Kyler Murray in the past. I know you're covering the Eagles, but when you hear that he went for 300 yards and a couple of touchdowns and led his team back from 18 in the fourth quarter, is any part of you surprised?
Frankly, no, and here's why. When we started the preseason, obviously we go to all the height and this new offense and all that other stuff. And you remember, Jim, week two of the preseason, he had a rough game. You remember that?
Remember
when you end up taking the sack and he was close to the goal line? It looks like he dove back and didn't know where he was and took safety and all that. He had that rough game. But I watched him in game three against Minnesota, And I remember telling people afterwards, if he's not successful in this league, it's not because of his height, and it's not because he can't throw the ball or throw the ball with touch, anticipation, and timing. Because if you watch that tape, well, he did a lot of those things. Ball's in the right spot all the time. So, frankly, none of that surprised me because the type of offense he's going to run, they're going to throw the ball 40 to 50 times per game. He's going to just keep getting better and better at that. The problem for them is, can they hold up in every other aspect of the game? And look, they in Detroit, neither one of them was particularly impressive going into the season. It's almost fitting that it ended up being a tie, isn't it?
No doubt.
27-27. But this kid, there is a specialness to him, and they've got the exact right offense for him in terms of what they're doing because they're going to maximize. I'm eager to watch him play throughout the year because Lamar Jackson got tagged with plenty of the same stuff. Pretty good day for him yesterday with 5 touchdown passes. And by the way, only ran it 3 times, which is exactly what Baltimore needs more of to keep him out of harm's way.
He is an NFL Network analyst. He is an NFL and Fox analyst. You can follow him on Twitter at CFD22. Getting us started on a busy Monday. Charles Davis, my guest. Charles, appreciate you and great to have you back. Thank you so much.
Thanks always for having me on, Jim. You take care of yourself. We'll talk down the road.
You too, bud. That was fun. Thank you very much. Charles Davis. All right, we are open until hour number 3. Get up in here right now, 1-800-636-8686. All right, 2 major topics that I haven't broken down yet that I want to get to. What happened to the Browns? What happened to America's team? Are you jumping off that bandwagon? I'm not.